I want to share with you an idea that I very recently saw from one of the greatest existential psychologists ever, who writes beautifully, Rollo May. Something that I saw from Rollo May that moved me very, very deeply, especially considering that he wrote this in 1983, which, although it sounds like ancient history, was most of us were alive at that time. And thinking that he wrote this in 1983 and then thinking what's happening today, it makes it a lot more imperative to get this message across to more people. Rollo May is talking about the cultural phenomena of our fear of being ostracized from the community. You see, in old times, before there was mass media, and again, he's talking in 1983, but before there was media, before there was an ability to see what was happening with everyone else in the world, so people lived their lives and knew a couple of acquaintances and friends and the people in their immediate sphere, but they didn't feel that there were literally thousands of different types of opinions and ways of life necessarily impinging on their way of being every single moment. And so from an existential perspective, Rollo May is bemoaning what he calls outward-focused man, organization man, people today that are so exposed to so many different types of media and ways of life and what we today call the global village. Rollo May says what eventually ends up happening, and I quote, listen to this quote, "In our day of conformism and the outer-directed man." Now again, bear in mind before I continue that many people accuse religious people of being conformist. Rollo May is not talking about religious people. He's talking about the opposite. People that are bombarded all the time by trillions of types of external stimulation that take away a person from their very selves, from their sense of being. That's what Rollo May is writing about. It's in his book, The Discovery of Being. Rollo May is talking about that to essentially become one with self, one has to be in touch with one's inner world. And now I'll go back to the quote. "In our day of conformism and the outer-directed man, the most prevalent neurotic pattern takes the form of going out too far, dispersing one's self in participation and identification with others until one's own being is emptied." Dispersing oneself in participation and identification with others until one's own being is emptied. In this over-participation, one's own consistency becomes inconsistent because it fits someone else. One's own meaning becomes meaningless because it is borrowed from somebody else's meaning. And you know, you read something like this, and I don't want to sound like one of the, you know, the quote-unquote old people that like to kvetch about the present generation, but when we speak about with young people who are literally slaves to social media and Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram, Bahule, etc., 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 and you have teachers and educators screaming at the youth how problematic that could be, how so much anxiety and neuroses comes from losing oneself by being completely attached and over-participated in others' lives and others' types of meaning of life. So when teachers and educators scream against the youth about this, the problem is that they themselves very often can't explain what is the danger inherent in it. So Jewish people, rabbis and stuff will scream it's against Torah and this, and it makes people whatever, But the bottom line, really the difficulty is, the psychological issue is, that it takes away a person from their selves. And Chassidus says very, very clearly that things that take away a person from self take away a person from God, because there is no difference between the ultimate self that we all have, the core of who we are that's deeper than the incessant chatter of thoughts and stimulation coming from the outside. Deep inside the core of each and every one of us is God. And so when we're trying to explain to others and to ourselves the dangers of social media, it's fascinating to consider that this existential psychologist is essentially saying the same thing that the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, that the Rebbe Rashab explains in Kuntres Avod in his work, where about Hasidic meditation where he basically explains what's the big issue of guarding one's eyes, of what he calls Hagdaras HaChushim, putting fences around one's sensual stimulation, where essentially if one wants to know, and really in a sentence, why all mystics around the world were ascetics, why they separated themselves from physicality, and not just for the sake of knowing why they did it, but for each and every one of us to know, how much should we separate ourselves from physicality? How much should we separate ourselves from social media? What should be the bottom line? What should be the litmus test? How should we know, not just by yelling and screaming, but by truly knowing what the difference is and what really happens, and how could we know what should the boundary be? And so the Rebbe Rashab over there says, just as all mystics do, that when the senses are so stimulated by things outside that one no longer has a Shabbos, an inner sense of peace, when a person's desires are tearing a person all over the place to the extent that one doesn't have an inner stable sense of self, that one can close one's eyes with having no stimulation and just being comfortable with self, anything that your senses get so addicted to that you lose that sense of being stable in one's own being, that's dangerous. So they're talking from a mystical perspective, a Jewish perspective, to ascend up to God. But in psychology, it's the same thing. It's ascending into self. The ascent into self is the same as the ascent up to God. So basically, the boundary we all have to use, the asceticism we all have to partake of, is that anything on social media or on the internet or anything in the world, if it's something that's allowing you to come into a deeper sense of self and God and to feel how they're essentially the same type of consciousness, anything that's bringing a person to a state of inner peace, because I kvetch against social media, but I myself send out all these voice notes, but I know that when I send out these ideas, I send out ideas that help me come to a state of inner peace and a state of feeling my closeness to Hashem, and I'm basically just sharing that with others. But we should all be discerning in this day and age not to lose our sense of selves, not to allow ourselves to fall into the trap, what Rollo May says, of one's own meaning becomes meaningless because it is borrowed from somebody else's meaning.